And then you still got your freedom to ride tall in the saddle. Obviously, she doesn't love you. She's just using you for exercise. You're not a relationship, sir. You're a liaison, a dalliance, an escapade, an assignation. Be happy you get the action you get. Use the weekends to roam around. See other people. Head for the high country. Down here, it's snowing heavy in the high country. Remember, a couple of years ago, I decided to go up to Big Bear. Do a little bit of skiing. Drink some hot brandy. Well, like a fool, I didn't have snow tires. Me and a buddy got halfway up the mountain. I'll tell you what, that blizzard was... I just hate to spend the night in the car. You know, the snow gets up high, blocks the exhaust. Next thing you know, you're smelling carbon monoxide, and I'm gunning it. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. But in the distance through the blizzard, we saw a little bit of light. So we go clomp, clomp, clomping through the snow. My wingtips were squishy. There was an old widow woman there. I said, ma'am, my car's stuck in the snow. I just prefer not to spend the night out there. And I wear a couple of nice guys. She said, oh, don't worry about it. Come on in. That widow woman invited us in there. Man, she cooked a big meal. She was glad to have the company. She had a bottle of cooking sherry that we passed around and took healthy slugs off of. Before you know it, it was time to go to bed. She gave us each a separate room, but, you know, I couldn't resist. I snuck into the widow woman's room, and I opened that door, and I tucked my little head in there, and I said, ma'am, you wouldn't want some company, would you? She said, well, I'm glad somebody asked. I went in there, and I just tore it up. I mean, man, it was sweet. She said, let me write down your name. I want to make sure I got it. And I'm thinking, the last thing I need, her showing up. So I gave her my buddy's name. I figured it'd be a good joke if one day she shows up at his office, weeping and seeping. Well, in the morning, we thanked her very kindly. We watched as she closed that old cabin door. Thanks for the hospitality. We were able to get a tow truck to get us down the mountain. Didn't think about it again until 5 years later. A buddy of mine called me up that I'd been up there with. He said, Grease, tell me honestly. Remember the time we got stuck going up to Big Bear and had to stop at that widow woman's house? I said, yeah, I remember. He said, did you sneak into her room in the middle of the night, knock the bottom out of it, and tell her you were me? I kind of giggled. I said, yeah, I did that. Why do you ask? He said, well, she just died. She left me her bank accounts and all her property.
Oh, no!